This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools officials are left waiting for the state before they can finalize the budget.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
The UNC School of Medicine has made yet another medical breakthrough.
We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
And Chapel Hill saw its largest crowd ever for the 4th of July. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, P.J. Hairston is back in the news with an altercation with a high schooler at a Durham YMCA. Plus, Sylvia Hatchell attributes her recovery to her faith and exercise. And
what a Wimbledon final to cap a glorious 4th of July weekend.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 70 degrees in Chapel Hill and the beginning of a nice day today, although rather hot. Sunshine all day today and the high today in the low 90s. Get ready. As state lawmakers wrangle over the budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school officials are struggling to anticipate how cuts to education funding will impact our local classrooms. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Depending on which version of the state budget wins favor in the General Assembly in the coming days, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could be facing between $850,000 and $3 million worth of budget cuts. The school board held a special meeting last week to review options for dealing with those cuts. Elected leaders said the focus should be on protecting the student experience in the classroom. Here's board member Shel Brownstein.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
All agreed the House plan, which maintains funding for teaching assistants and includes a 5% pay raise for teachers, is the best-case scenario. Still, it would require $850,000 worth of local budget cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. A second tier proposed cuts could be necessary if the General Assembly adopts a budget similar to the Senate's version. That could include eliminating the district's service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. While all that would trim nearly $1 million, officials acknowledge that's not enough to account for the shortfall in the Senate's budget plan, which calls for an 11% pay raise while slashing funding for teaching assistants. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board hiring for 80 teaching assistant positions is on hold until the state's final budget is approved.
We've been preparing for this for over a year, and so the teacher assistants that were hired all throughout last year were placed on interim contracts, and while we'd like to hire them back, we're not going to do so until we have clarity.
School board officials hope to sign off on the local budget on July 17th, but they say another emergency meeting could be needed if the legislature unveils any last-minute surprises. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Scientists at the UNC School of Medicine recently made a breakthrough that could someday reduce the risk of deep vein thrombosis, as well as the risk caused by taking blood thinners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Science is a slow process, actually. There's fewer eureka moments than I wish we had. We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
That's Dr. Alyssa Wahlberg, an associate professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UNC School of Medicine. She's talking about factor 13, an enzyme that could be the key to revolutionizing the treatment and prevention of deep vein thrombosis. Between 60,000 and 100,000 people in the U.S. die of deep vein thrombosis or, in related cases, pulmonary embolism every year. People with deep vein thrombosis suffer from large clots that form inside blood vessels, usually in the legs. They can be caused by long periods of restricted movement, cancer, genetics, pregnancy, or taking oral contraceptives. If a clot travels through the bloodstream to obstruct an artery in the lungs, the resulting pulmonary embolism can be fatal. Many patients at risk for DVT rely on blood thinners that can cause side effects, including a small but scary risk of excessive bleeding. Researchers in Dr. Wahlberg's lab have been working for several years on a project to better understand venous thrombosis. They've discovered that lab mice incapable of producing the enzyme factor 13 form clots that were half the size of those formed by normal mice.
Initially, we were interested in looking at how fibrinogen talks to leukocytes, white blood cells, and participates in thrombosis. And in the course of doing those experiments, we discovered that factor 13 was actually having the effect that we were seeing in our models. And at that point, we began really investigating how factor 13 was having that effect.
The discovery opens up the possibility of a new drug that would reduce the production of factor 13 in the body, thus reducing the risks caused by blood clots and the necessity of taking blood thinners. Wahlberg says she doesn't know how long it will take for this discovery to result in a new prescription drug on the market. She says that process generally takes about 10 years.
That's the truly humbling question. So probably a while still. We have a lot to understand about the mechanism of action. Once we understand that, then we have to be very selective and careful about choosing a molecule that appropriately inhibits factor 13 activity without causing any other effect that we may or may not expect.
The findings from Dr. Wahlberg's lab were recently published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation with Wahlberg as the senior author. You can find this story at our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
Well, it takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14, and another 4th of July weekend is in the books now. This year's festivities at Keenan Stadium on the UNC campus saw the biggest turnout yet. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more on the story, and that is on the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. The Transportation Security Administration is implementing new safety procedures in response to concerns that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce a bomb that airport security can't detect. The TSA is requiring that passengers coming to the U.S. from some airports turn on their electronic devices before getting on the plane. Devices that won't power up won't be allowed on board, and those passengers may have to undergo additional screening. And in other news this morning, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, American political parties are far from beloved, yet most people continue to align with one or the other. Those who claim allegiance to the party say they're driven by a mix of inertia, preference for one side's policies over the others, and feeling that one can depart from the party line when necessary. That's according to an Associated Press GFK poll. Despite heated politics, few say they prefer one party out of dislike for the other. But affiliation doesn't always equal admiration. One quarter of Republicans and 13% of Democrats say they dislike their own party. And news around town this morning. This coming Friday, July 11th, is Cow Appreciation Day at Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide, including the one in Chapel Hills University Mall. On that day, Chick-fil-A is offering a free meal to any customer who shows up fully dressed as a cow. Customers can also get a free entree just for wearing any item that's cow spotted, like a hat or a scarf or even a purse. Last year alone, more than 900,000 people dressed up as cows for their free meals nationwide. This year, Chick-fil-A is hoping to top a million. And if you don't just happen to have a spare cow suit lying around, on Tuesday, tomorrow, our Chick-fil-A at University Mall will host a family from 5 until 7 p.m. to help families create their own costumes. That is this week at Chick-fil-A at University Mall. WCHO News Time 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Not a lot of traffic so far this morning, so not much to report. Not yet. It's so early, not a lot of traffic out there. But Rand Northup is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. And if you spot anything that we're not reporting anytime throughout the morning or throughout the day, in fact, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL. However you decide to communicate, please do it safely. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather in just a moment. But first, this word for Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 70 degrees right now. Sunshine today, high today in the low 90s. Really hot day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Even warmer tomorrow with the highs in the middle 90s. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms and the low in the low 70s. And on Wednesday, partly sunny. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high on Wednesday, once again, in the middle 90s. We'll be in the upper 80s on Thursday, so that's a little bit better. The same thing goes for Friday. And coming up on the weekend, we'll get back into the 90s again. So not a lot of relief in sight. That's a quick look at WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Coming up next on WCHL, a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough Championship Sports.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz. UNC women's basketball head coach Sylvia Hatchell told WRAL in a recent interview that she attributes her recovery from leukemia to her faith and her friends and exercise. The year 2013 was proving to be incredibly noteworthy for Coach Hatchell when being recognized as the winningest active coach in women's basketball, achieving her 900th victory, and even being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, it was also the same year in which she was given the shocking news that she had a drastically low white blood cell count after a simple routine physical. Despite this news, however, she continued recruiting. As she continued, she became ill with a mild sore throat that ended up sending her to the hospital, only to be informed by her doctor after a bone marrow biopsy that she had AML, acute myeloid leukemia. Hatchell, her family, and her Tar Heel team were all impacted by this devastating turn, but she said she refused to let it beat her. With faith, exercise, and encouragement from her loved ones, Hatchell says she believes that's what brought her through such an immensely difficult time. Now that her AML is in remission, Hatchell says she still continues to do what she loves and lives with a greater appreciation for every little thing each and every day. Congratulations to Sylvia Hatchell for making a pretty strong recovery, and she will be back on the sidelines this coming season. Charlotte Hornets say they're looking into an altercation involving rookie P.J. Hairston and a person his agent described as an area high school player during a pickup basketball game at the Durham YMCA. The Hornets issued a statement on Sunday night saying they're aware of the incident and are in the process of gathering additional information. Hairston's agent, Juan Morrow, says the unidentified player was over-aggressively playing Hairston, leading to a shoving match. Morrow says the player took a swing at PJ, and PJ swung back. The Durham Police Department said they had no information about the incident when contacted last night, and it's not clear if police were called. Hairston was the 26th pick in the draft by the Miami Heat, but was quickly traded to Charlotte, and no need to go over all the other story involving PJ Hairston, but we'll keep an eye on that story. Novak Djokovic is a Wimbledon men's singles champion again after overcoming a late collapse and withstanding a match that lasted almost 4 hours. And Djokovic blew a comfortable lead in the fourth set before holding off Switzerland's Roger Federer 6-7, 7-4, 7-6, 5-7, 6-4. The Serbian was up 5-2 in the fourth and had championship point in the 10th game of the set before Federer extended the match. Djokovic broke Federer in the final game to claim his second Wimbledon crown and first since 2011. Federer was seeking his record 8th Wimbledon crown, and Djokovic took the title in 2011. Petra Kvitova won the women's singles title yesterday, beating Eugenia Bouchard 6-3, 6-love in 55 minutes. Djokovic's win closes out a Wimbledon in which no U.S. singles player reached the round of 16, something that had not happened since 1911. However, Noah Rubin has bolstered America's future hopes by winning the boys' singles title, defeating fellow U.S. player Stefan Kozlov 6-4, 4-6, 6-3. Two people familiar with the situation have told the Associated Press that LeBron James will meet with Miami Heat president Pat Riley this week before making a decision about where to play next season. The time and location were still being scheduled, said the people who spoke on condition of anonymity, because neither the Heat nor James announced their plans publicly. James opted out of his contract with the Heat last month. His agent met with several teams last week, including Cleveland, where he spent his first 7 NBA seasons. Bottom line is that LeBron James is now a free agent. He can go wherever he wants to go, but he is being courted heavily by several NBA teams, and certainly by the Miami Heat, the team that has him now, want him to stay. Everybody says that the big three for Miami will be broken up this year, but right now it's not known if LeBron might be one of the players leaving. LeBron did have his favorite point guard, Shabazz Napier, picked in the NBA draft, and he's going to be playing for the Miami Heat, so that might be a strong statement that might give LeBron a little extra incentive to stay in Miami. So we'll just have to wait and see. 624 WCHL.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even health care. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
All right, 625 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File, and on the other side of that, we'll have another quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Here's a question that's been around for a long time. What does it take to become an expert at something, an expert musician, say, or an expert carpenter? Practice. Practice, practice, of course. It's a big factor, but not the only one. So, for example, if you don't have the natural ability to become, say, a great painter, you might want to consider some other line of work. The story after this.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door.
Then think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at liftmaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see there are a lot of pain relievers out there. But there's a powerful one you may not have heard of. Salonpas Jet Spray. Salonpas Jet Spray is a clear, fast-drying, pain-relieving spray perfect for sore muscles or joints. It has two active ingredients that give it the strength to work for hours and hours. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap and spray your way to relief. Salonpas. Powerful relief when and where you need it. Use as directed.
In his book Outliers, writer Malcolm Gladwell suggested that to become an expert at something, you have to devote many, many hours to whatever it is that you're doing. As he explained in a public talk,
seems to be impossible to achieve any kind of true expertise unless you have practiced for 10,000 hours. And 10,000 hours, if you think about it, think of that as 4 hours a day, is 10 years.
But while plenty of practice is very important to become an expert, it turns out that nature, and not nurture, plays a bigger role than we thought. Psychologists at Princeton University analyzed previous studies of practice and activities such as music, games, sports, and education, pooling together all of the data from these different things to look for specific patterns. When they crunched all the numbers and examined all the charts, they found out that overall, practice accounts for only about 12% of individual differences in the performance by people across various activities. They also found the figure varied depending on what the specific activity was. So practice alone does not make perfect. Apparently, it turns out that natural talents, or lack of them, also count. But whatever you're practicing, you should probably still stick to that 10,000-hour rule. You know, just to make sure that all the bases are covered. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. And your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is 70 degrees, as I mentioned. Sunny skies today, high today in the low 90s. Oh boy, it's going to be a hot one. Tonight, mostly clear with low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine. Just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow with a high in the middle 90s. So even warmer than today. Tomorrow night, we'll have a low in the low 70s and then middle 90s again on Wednesday. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. Pope Francis has been meeting today with victims of sexual abuse by priests. Six victims from Britain, Germany, and Ireland had mass at the Vatican, followed by that private gathering with the Pope. Correspondent Alan Pizzi.
These people have come down specifically to talk to the Pope about their experiences. This is the first time Pope Francis has actually met with abuse victims. Pope Benedict, his predecessor, did meet with some. Francis has made it a point in his papacy to say that priests will be prosecuted. They will be handed over to civil authorities if there's grounds for doing that.
And why might this meeting of abuse victims have been set for today?
This week here in Vatican City, of the Committee of Eight, the group that the Pope's put together to help him resolve this conflict, this problem, and other problems within the Church. So perhaps that had something to do with it.
CBS's Sabina Castelfranco, Sky.
It appears that he has waited so long because he wanted to think about how he was going to deal with this issue.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. As state lawmakers wrangle over the budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school officials are struggling to anticipate how cuts to education funding will impact our local classrooms. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Depending on which version of the state budget wins favor in the General Assembly in the coming days, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could be facing between $850,000 and $3 million worth of budget cuts. The school board held a special meeting last week to review options for dealing with those cuts. Elected leaders said the focus should be on protecting the student experience in the classroom. Here's board member Shel Brownstein.
Right now, we're trying to preserve the core education for our kids.
All agreed the House plan, which maintains funding for teaching assistants and includes a 5% pay raise for teachers, is the best-case scenario. Still, it would require $850,000 worth of local budget cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. A second tier of proposed cuts could be necessary if the General Assembly adopts a budget similar to the Senate's version. That could include eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. While all that would trim nearly $1 million, officials acknowledge that's not enough to account for the shortfall in the Senate's budget plan, which calls for an 11% pay raise while slashing funding for teaching assistants. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board hiring for 80 teaching assistant positions is on hold until the state's final budget is approved.
We've been preparing for this for over a year, and so the teacher assistants that were hired all throughout last year were placed on interim contracts, and while we'd like to hire them back, we're not going to do so until we have clarity.
School board officials hope to sign off on the local budget on July 17th, but they say another emergency meeting could be needed if the legislature unveils any last-minute surprises. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Scientists at the UNC School of Medicine recently made a breakthrough that could someday reduce the risk of deep vein thrombosis, as well as the risk caused by taking blood thinners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has details.
Science is a slow process, actually. There's fewer eureka moments than I wish we had. We probably discovered that factor 13 was playing a role, I guess, about a year and a half ago.
That's Dr. Alyssa Wahlberg, an associate professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UNC School of Medicine. She's talking about factor 13, an enzyme that could be the key to revolutionizing the treatment and prevention of deep vein thrombosis. Between 60,000 and 100,000 people in the U.S. die of deep vein thrombosis or, in related cases, pulmonary embolism every year. People with deep vein thrombosis suffer from large clots that form inside blood vessels, usually in the legs. They can be caused by long periods of restricted movement, cancer, genetics, pregnancy, or taking oral contraceptives. If a clot travels through the bloodstream to obstruct an artery in the lungs, the resulting pulmonary embolism can be fatal. Many patients at risk for DVT rely on blood thinners that can cause side effects, including a small but scary risk of excessive bleeding. Researchers in Dr. Wahlberg's lab have been working for several years on a project to better understand venous thrombosis. They've discovered that lab mice incapable of producing the enzyme factor 13 form clots that were half the size of those formed by normal mice.
Initially, we were interested in looking at how fibrinogen talks to leukocytes, white blood cells, and participates in thrombosis. And in the course of doing those experiments, we discovered that factor 13 was actually having the effect that we were seeing in our models. And at that point, we began really investigating how factor 13 was having that effect.
The discovery opens up the possibility of a new drug that would reduce the production of factor 13 in the body, thus reducing the risks caused by blood clots and the necessity of taking blood thinners. Wahlberg says she doesn't know how long it will take for this discovery to result in a new prescription drug on the market. She says that process generally takes about 10 years.
That's the truly humbling question. So probably a while still. We have a lot to understand about the mechanism of action. Once we understand that, then we have to be very selective and careful about choosing a molecule that appropriately inhibits factor 13 activity without causing any other effect that we may or may not expect.
The findings from Dr. Wahlberg's lab were recently published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation with Wahlberg as the senior author. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Another 4th of July weekend is in the books, and this year's festivities at Keenan Stadium saw the biggest turnout yet. Hope you had the opportunity to partake in all the fun. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
Following the celebrations of July 4th in Orange County, the events of the day are still fresh in people's minds, from the parades to the numerous outdoor activities. To close out the night, of course, was the nationally recognized fireworks display at Keenan Stadium. Production manager for the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, Wes Tillman, says that this 4th of July produced the biggest audience the event has ever had.
We just enjoyed a great evening celebrating with our community, and it was a record turnout with a wonderful show. We estimate that crowd to be around 35,000 to 38,000 people. That's actually estimated based on the number of seats we make available at the stadium each year.
He also says that the show ran without any problems thanks to the help of the local professionals.
Everything went very smoothly. All the folks at Parks and Recreation who helped coordinate the event worked very closely with all the UNC officials in our Chapel Hill Fire Department to make a great event.
In gratitude, Tillman says he offers his thanks to everyone that made the July 4th celebration this year such a success.
Just a big thank you to all those that were involved, especially the sponsors that choose to support the event each year.
Tillman also expressed his gratitude and praise for one local celebrity in particular for keeping the show going and making this Independence Day something to remember.
Mr. Ron Stutz is just an amazing master of ceremonies each year. He makes that stage sing, and we really appreciate everyone's support and contribution.
Wilson Borntrager, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, what a nice thing to say. Wes, I appreciate that. Transportation Security Administration is implementing new safety procedures in response to concerns that Al-Qaeda may be trying to produce a bomb that airport security cannot detect. The TSA is requiring that passengers coming to the United States from some airports turn on their electronic devices before getting on the plane. Devices that won't power up won't be allowed on board, and those passengers may have to undergo additional screening. Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, American political parties are far from beloved, yet most people continue to align with one party or the other. Those who claim allegiance to the party say they're driven by a mix of inertia, preference for one side's policies over the other, and feeling that one can depart from the party line when necessary. That's according to an Associated Press GFK poll. Despite heated politics, few say they prefer one party out of dislike for the other. But affiliation doesn't always equal admiration. One quarter of Republicans and 13% of Democrats say they dislike their own party. Investigators are trying to figure out if a fire that burned three school buses at a Raleigh high school was an accident or was intentionally set. The fire was reported around 10 p.m. on Saturday at Southeast Raleigh High School. Fire officials say all three buses were fully engulfed in flames when they arrived. Firefighters and police are trying to figure out the cause of the blaze. And the polls are open today again at Orange County Election Headquarters in Hillsborough. That's the only place where you can go and vote early for sheriff. We have a big runoff for sheriff between David Caldwell and Charles Blackwood. You can vote today anytime between 9 and 5. Again, the only location is at Election Headquarters in in Hillsborough. So be sure and get out there and do that. If you're going to vote early, that office will be open 9 to 5 every day this week, 9 to 1 on Saturday, and then early voting will be over. The actual election coming up on the 15th. 640 at WCHL, Matt Bailey has today's commentary. On the way next.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel. Not that! Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framily plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14. Comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framily members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics is on the way, but right now, our opinion piece for the day, 642 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. For decades, it's been illegal to discriminate against families with children when you rent out a house or apartment. While I'm sure that's not their intent, that's pretty much what OWASA does every month when they send out our water bills. Like a lot of water companies these days, OWASA uses a tiered rate structure to encourage water conservation. Install low-flow toilets and showerheads, you pay less per gallon. Waste our precious tap water to keep your front lawn looking like Biltmore, you'll pay more per gallon. Sounds good, right? Well, it is good, when you set the rates correctly. The problem is, OWASA's tiered rate structure is so unrealistic, as soon as you have children, it's almost impossible to stay at the affordable rate. Most water companies gradually raise rates starting at 3,000 or 4,000 gallons a month, but OWASA jacks up our rates 2.5 times per gallon once you hit just 2,000 gallons a month. Back when I was single, my bachelor lifestyle of skipping showers and putting off laundry made it easy to stay at OWASA's conservation rate. But the fact is, young children take baths, not showers. And as any parent will tell you, kids have a way of turning every day into laundry day. Add in the higher connection fees and sewer rates, and while the average family in Raleigh pays $41 a month for their water, we pay OWASA $71 a month on average. That's just about the highest residential water bill in the state. It's bad enough that OWASA charges us almost twice what neighboring counties charge their families for water, but charging 2.5 times per gallon more just because you give your kids a bath and wash their clothes isn't being environmentally conscientious. It's darn close to discriminating against children. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Marcus Page had a tremendous 2014 season for Carolina basketball. The sophomore point guard was rewarded with several end-of-the-year accolades, including an All-America nod by the Sporting News. That honor has reserved Page's right to have his number 5 jersey honored in the Smith Center rafters when his Carolina career is done. Page becomes the 50th Tar Heel to have his jersey honored or retired in the Smith Center rafters and the second number 5 to do so. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: can you name the other Tar Heel who wore jersey number 5 whose jersey is honored? The answer after this commercial break. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Marcus Page's number 5 jersey will be honored in the Smith Center rafters when his Carolina career is complete, making him the second player to wear number 5 to have his jersey honored. Who is the other? Ty Lawson's number 5 hangs in the Smith Center rafters thanks to his outstanding career, which included being named ACC Player of the Year and a first-team All-America his junior season, which culminated in the 2009 National Championship. There have been a lot of quality number 5s recently, including Jeff McGinnis, Ed Cota, Jackie Manuel, and Kendall Marshall.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
All right, a little interesting piece of trivia there. 646 at WCHL on the way. Traffic and weather together. Freddie Cogger's trivia quiz. Today's celebrity birthdays and our hometown hero of the day. All coming up.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Good morning. It is 6:48 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz and time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And here is Ram Northam.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. A good morning to you. Happy Monday. And today, traffic moving fairly smoothly. We do see a little bit of a slowdown, as we usually do at this time in the same areas. It's 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road, so be on the lookout there. Otherwise, things moving smoothly, no accidents, no additional delays. But if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Is that a new tie?
It is not a new tie. This is my alphabet tie. It is from the Chrysler Museum in Virginia, kind of near my hometown, not too close. But
what does it spell out, Chrysler, or what?
No, it's just the alphabet, but it's a bunch of I guess colonial people in colonial garb, and their bodies are making the different letters.
So. I hadn't looked at it that closely, but it's really cool.
Yeah, it was given to me by my second grade teacher. Actually, we've stayed close throughout the years because we were involved in. He was in the ballet troupe that I was in. He played Drosselmeyer in the Nutcracker. So we stayed close over the years. He's kind of become like an uncle or a grandfather to me. So he got me this, I believe, for maybe college graduation.
Well, cool.
Yeah, graduating from Appalachian State.
Well, I like it, and looks really good with that burgundy shirt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Good as always today.
Thank you, sir.
And no fall off on the fashion sense, that's for sure. the long weekend didn't do anything to you.
It did not. No.
Yeah, you're hanging in there, buddy. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you a little bit later on.
All right.
Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is the place where you can get the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. At Cruiser's, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover weather. It is 69 degrees, and it's going to be a really warm day, to say the least. Lots of sunshine today. High today in the low 90s. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 90s. Get ready for that. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening with a lows in the low 70s. On Wednesday, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a high one more time in the middle 90s. So, I mean, we're talking about really warm weather here over the next several days. It'll cool off just a little bit toward the end of the week. On Thursday, our high in the upper 80s, but then by the time the weekend comes up, we'll be in the 90s again. So some really hot weather on the way. May as well go ahead and get used to it because it's a done deal. It's not going to change. May as well love it instead of complaining about it. All right. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Doc Severinsen. Remember him? He was the musical conductor on the band director on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Doc Severinsen is 87 years old today. All right. Pulitzer Prize winning author David McCulloch is 81 years old today. Ringo Starr, 74 years old today. And what a rock star, even at 74, Ringo. 74, of course, only two surviving Beatles is Ringo and Paul. And Paul is about the same age. I can't remember exactly, but he's right up there, too. Comedian Bill Oddie from TV is 73 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Joe Spano is 68. Linda Williams, country singer, 67. Shelley Duvall, the actress, 65. Actor Billy Campbell, 55 years old today. Vonda Shepard, singer-songwriter, 51 years old today. Jim Gaffigan, actor-comedian, 48. Actress Amy Carlson, 46. Actress Georgia Fox, who was on CSI for a long, long time, 46 years old today. Actress Cree Summer, 45. Actor Troy Garrity, 41 years old today. Actor Hamish Linklater, 38 years old today. Olympic silver and gold and bronze medal figure skater Michelle Kwan is 34. And does she still live in Cary? I don't know. She's married to a hockey player, but I'm not sure if she's still around here or not. Also, country singer Gabby Nolan, 32, and actor Ross Malinger is 30 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. That would be Charles Street, who lives in Durham, has a birthday. And Amy Pomerantz is our birthday winner of the day. She is deals in real estate. She lives in Durham. And Amy, I hope it's a really good birthday for you. Got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They always love taking care of their customers. They're going to love taking care of you. Amy Pomerantz, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, beginning of a new week here. Mr. Kiger is ready with more trivia.
Yeah, what a way to start the weekend with the 4th of July. That was fun.
Just the most exciting part of the show here. Mr. Kiger reminisces, and of course we do that pretty much all the time.
We have attempt to do witty repartee every morning.
Not always witty.
At this unchristian hour.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you made it in here today.
Thank you.
And I'm really curious to see what you're going to ask.
Well, today we're going to do product names.
Product names.
Product names.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. Pull your car off to the side of the road. Get your phone ready.
Uh-huh.
What household product was named for the bull that was designed as the husband of Borden's Elsie the cow?
You're going to have to repeat that.
Household product was named for the bull that was designed as the husband of Borden's Elsie the cow?
I don't have any idea.
And the minute I give you the answer, you're going to go, oh my gosh.
This whole question is bull. Ron, you're an utter failure.
Quit your beefing. Oh, man, I don't know. Somebody will know.
Yes, Elsie the cow. There's a product name for her, product named husband. Borden did it. I can't give you the name because it'll make it too easy.
Okay, well, hey, 919-929.
Where's the beef?
919-929-WCHL. It's your number to call. If you'd like to win a $10 gift card to Cruisers, where you are good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We've honored a lot of firefighters here at WCHL as hometown heroes, and indeed they are. We call on Dace Bergen of the Chapel Hill Fire Department to tell you all about another one.
Well, Jerry Boone came to work for us about 10 years ago. He's currently a captain with the fire department, and he's our logistics officer, which means that he keeps our trucks working, our equipment working, and anything that we need in terms of support. And he does that tirelessly, and he works many extra hours to make sure that everything's up and running the way it should. He's just put in a lot of time.
In addition to all the things he does with the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Jerry Boone is a nice guy to be around.
He's a very nice guy. He's pretty gentle. He's got a good sense of humor, and he's very intelligent.
Jerry Boone is one relentless and tireless firefighter.
It's obvious that he has a huge love for it. In addition to working for us full-time, he also, the last I talked to him about it, he was working part-time at another fire department and also volunteering at a fire department where he lives.
Wow, that's amazing. So he's with three different fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's always positive and sets a great example for other firefighters. Jerry Boone is always focused on the task at hand.
He has a very can-do attitude, and he's always totally focused on the goal. So whatever needs to be done, he's willing to do to ensure that that it's taken care of.
He's the captain with the Chapel Hill Fire Department. His name is Jerry Boone, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Jerry, thanks for all you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, Freddie had to run out, but the answer to the question this morning, he wanted to know what product was named after Elsie the cow's husband, and it's kind of a silly question, but the answer is Elmer's glue. And Jeff Mallett was the first person to get in with the correct answer. He was not the only one who knew it, but he was the first one to get in. So congratulations, Jeff. Jeff gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And all you others who called, I'm sorry I couldn't get to all the phone calls. And try again, please. All right? 658 at WCHL. Congratulations, Jeff Mallett. Freddie will be back with another question for you tomorrow morning. And you know what tomorrow is? Rock and Roll Tuesday.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruisers serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. First of all, it is 69 degrees right now. Sunshine today. High today in the low 90s. Oh, boy. Another hot one. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of rain. And the high in the middle 90s. tomorrow night. Mostly clear, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And then on Wednesday, another hot day. Partly sunny, 30% chance of rain with a high of 95. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. An explosive morning in Gaza with new Israeli attacks on what it calls Hamas terror sites, killing at least 9. There's late breaking news about 6 suspects accused of killing a Palestinian teen burned alive last week. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
3 of the 6 Jewish suspects have confessed to the murder of the 16-year-old Palestinian. Police say they reenacted the crime in the forest where his body was dumped outside Jerusalem. Some of the suspects are religious, some are not. They were not on the watch list of Israel's Shin Bet Security Service.
A Vatican meeting between Pope Francis and 6 victims of sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests is just over, the Pope promising zero tolerance for abusers. CBS's Alan Pizzi.
The Vatican has defrocked a number of priests and recently defrocked an archbishop. The question is, will they hand them over to civil authorities so they can go on trial and possibly be put in jail? That's the big issue. That we don't know yet.
And that's a must, says David Clossy, who heads a support group for priest abuse survivors.
Vulnerable kids cannot protect themselves without real action.
Another sex abuse.